Every year, police officers who operate breathalyzer equipment have to get recertified through an online course. But since December of 2013, a software error recertified about 110 officers who may not have been given the entire test. And HPR's Emily Corwin reports this could affect hundreds of closed and ongoing DWI cases.
In New Hampshire, a breathalyzer test is only admissible evidence in court if it's used by a certified operator. The fact that 110 officers may not have been certified to use the so-called intoxilizer machines could throw the outcomes of hundreds of DWI cases into question. The error doesn't necessarily mean that every DWI case involving those officers will now be overturned, but it does mean that those cases are likely to be brought under scrutiny. Defense attorney John Durkin has asked the state to release the names of all 110 officers immediately.
Because these suspensions can be 90 days, 180 days, 2 years, or longer in some circumstances, so there's any number of people who are suffering the consequences of these erroneous suspensions that need relief.
Instead, on May 15th, the Attorney General's office sent letters to county attorneys and police departments whose officers were affected. Assistant Attorney Jane Young says the letters suggested prosecutors delay trials.
I think that the advice that was given was continue the cases, you know, don't do any action with these officers until we could continue to sort through this problem.
So far, only 11 certification errors have been confirmed. In those cases, police chiefs and prosecutors have been asked to alert defendants. Young says as other certification errors are confirmed, the process will continue. But defense attorneys say that information shouldn't just go to police prosecutors. It should be made public pronto. Ryan Russman considers himself a DWI expert. He defends upwards of 200 DWIs a year.
Because the state is in the possession of this information and they're the ones responsible for the training of these officers, I think they are the ones that should be responsible for identifying those cases and making sure that they follow through with their ethical obligation, which is to do justice.
It's unclear as things unfold just how much litigation this software hiccup could cause. Many may seek to have the misdemeanor removed from their criminal histories. Alan Kronheim is president of the New Hampshire Association of Criminal Defense Lawyers. At the very least, he says he'll be calling his clients.
They could be suffering a suspension right now that can be reversed. They could have faced a conviction based on that inadmissible evidence. They could have pled to a charge based on information that they believe to be reliable, which turns out it is not reliable.
Other questions are yet to be answered, too, like what caused the testing anomaly and whether more incomplete tests in this state or others have gone unnoticed. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.